On Monday, April 12th, Place Emilie Gamelin at Barry UQAM was transformed into a sort of student movement utopia. There were students, activists, and families with small children milling about the park, all sporting red squares. There was a table where people were getting printemps érable screened onto shirts, and a free food table with chili and a box of apples, as well as a stage erected at the front of the square, with speakers and performers throughout the afternoon.
Le Québec est riche en tabarnak. De la forêt feuillue à la toundra, des sols argileux de l'Abitibi au Golfe Saint-Laurent, des lapins aux marais gouins, nous avons le devoir et la responsabilité au nom de la communauté internationale d'agir contre l'exploitation et la destruction. Jean Charest nous casse les oreilles avec un plan mort depuis un an qui va compromettre le fragile équilibre de ce beau grand territoire nordique. Le plan Nord ouvre la filière à l'uranium au Québec, prépare au massacre de hordes caribous, menace les milieux de vie et continue de détruire les modes de vie traditionnels des Premières Nations. 2,5 milliards, c'est plus de trois fois ce que nous coûterait la gratuité scolaire chaque année au postsecondaire.
Glass had described the protest as un événement historique d'éducation populaire, de création artistique et de politisation. It clearly had a different feel than the marches through the streets that have become ubiquitous since the beginning of the student strike in February. And it also clearly played a different role in the movement.
So could you introduce yourself?
Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois, spokesperson for La Coalition Large de la C'est la Classe.
And so could you just describe a little bit the protest that's going on today?
Well, today we decided to organize a big exterior meeting with thousands of citizens, of students, of workers, to discuss, to have this event to discuss on how can we open our strike, how can we try to go forward and move to the other step in our strike, maybe to go over the specific issue of the tuition increase and to contest more deeply the orientations of our government and of our country since the last years.
Okay, and so this protest is a little different from others. It's not marching in the street. It's kind of more listening to speeches. What role do you think this kind of protest plays in the overall movement?
Well, the goal is to maybe try to make citizens meet the students in strike, make them discuss about how can we work together. There were union leaders also who were there trying to discuss with the students on how can we find a common agenda in the next weeks to make this dream about the Printemps Québécois reality.
Okay. Do you think it's been a problem getting not students to be a part of the movement?
No. The opposite. I think it will probably make our movement stronger. It will prove to the government that he's wrong when he says that our strike is against the population. We've heard Madame Beauchamp saying that a lot in the last weeks, that our strike was in opposition to the workers, in opposition to the population. What we're trying to say today is that the opposite. We are defending with the population, with the workers, our rights, our public services, and what chance it's going to help us to break this pretension from the government of defending the interests of the population in general.
And just one final question. Does it concern you that the strike has been going on for such a long time at this point?
Well, we would have liked to win faster, but I think that each day that we are in strike, we're putting more pressure on the government. He will have more and more difficulty to extend the semester. So I think if we can make this strike last for maybe 2 or 3 weeks more, I think we are in a good position to win.
Je m'appelle Marie-Pierre Roy, je suis étudiante sage-femme à l'Université du Québec à Trois-Rivières.
OK, vous êtes venue jusqu'à Montréal aussi pour cette manif?
Oui, absolument, je suis venue pour le rassemblement aujourd'hui. Là, on est quelques étudiantes sage-femmes à être venues aujourd'hui.
OK, et pourquoi êtes-vous ici aujourd'hui?
Bien, en fait, on est ici, on est en grève, nous, les sages-femmes, depuis, c'est notre quatrième semaine maintenant. On manifeste contre la hausse des droits de scolarité. C'est très, 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 très important pour nous, surtout au niveau de la profession sage-femme, qui est une profession jeune, puis que l'accessibilité est très, très, très importante pour notre profession parce qu'on n'est pas beaucoup au Québec. Puis il y a beaucoup de femmes, comme dans ma classe en ce moment, il y a beaucoup de femmes qui n'auraient pas pu étudier, mettons, dans 5 ans avec la hausse, là, ils n'auraient pas pu commencer leur bac. Puis il y a tellement pas beaucoup de sages-femmes au Québec, puis on n'est pas beaucoup à être formés. Donc, c'est super important de conserver l'accessibilité aux études, puis il faut que le gouvernement nous écoute.
Est-ce que vous avez l'impression que la hausse toucherait spécifiquement les femmes, surtout?
Absolument, absolument. On sait que les femmes sont touchées principalement par les hausses parce que, bon, même si on aurait tendance à croire que l'égalité est instaurée au Québec, c'est pas vrai. Les femmes sont encore touchées par une inégalité au niveau du salaire. Donc, on demande aux femmes de s'endetter encore plus et elles vont encore plus avoir de la misère que les hommes à rembourser. Donc, ça touche encore plus les femmes, évidemment.
OK. Et une dernière question. Est-ce que ça vous suscite que la grève... vous êtes toujours en grève après 4 semaines?
Oui, évidemment. C'est assez concernant, là. Nous, il va nous rester 2 semaines parce qu'on tombe en stage début mai. Donc, il va nous rester 2 semaines pour reprendre nos 4 semaines. C'est très, très alarmant. Et c'est sûr que nous, dans le monde idéal, on n'a pas envie d'être en grève. On n'a pas envie de faire la grève. Mais on n'a pas le choix. C'est le seul moyen. S'il y en a un meilleur moyen, on le ferait. Mais malheureusement, il n'en existe pas pour que le gouvernement nous écoute. Puis c'est triste. Et oui, c'est concernant parce que ça a un impact sur nos études. Mais la hausse des frais aurait un impact encore plus grand, selon moi, que la grève qu'on mène en ce moment.
So could you just introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Louis-Éric Trudeau. I'm a professor of the Faculty of Medicine in the Department of Pharmacology.
Okay, and why are you here today?
I'm here because I want to support the cause here, but the students have initiated this movement to ask the government to stop this idea of increasing the tuition fees. And I think I'm here because it's also a larger cause. It's a question of social justice and how the government is using our income tax. And I feel that the government should use our income tax for things like supporting education, and I support the idea that education should be almost free at all levels.
And so your students have been on strike for weeks now. What has it been like as a professor to have your students be on strike?
Well, obviously the strike has perturbed a lot the activities on campus, the courses, but most professors, many professors that I know are, obviously this perturbs their own schedule, their own life, but many of them support the cause, not all of them, but most of us, you know, are okay with this, understand why the students are doing this, and we are willing to adjust ourselves and, you know, perhaps find some original ways to make sure that the students are able to have a complete semester, even if there's little time left to do so.
And how would you respond to people who say that the student strike is kind of just students being immature and just being selfish and fighting for their own cause without really thinking about other people, like taxpayers, for example?
Well, that's an easy criticism to do, and you could do that same criticism about any big companies that benefit from government support. So the students are asking the government to revise their position on the tuition increase. And is this the students being immature? I mean, I don't think so. I think there's probably many students that are there, and they don't necessarily know all the related issues, you know, about how the government uses the funds that they have coming from our income tax. So not all the students are at the same level, but I think that it's really not immature. It's actually, this movement that we see here is probably related to things like Occupy Montreal that we saw last fall. It's a much bigger issue about social justice, and I think the students are not being immature, they're being quite wise, I think.
Alors, comment vous vous appelez?
Michel Dugré.
Okay. Et qu'est-ce que vous avez... c'est quoi le journal que vous avez là?
On utilise un journal qui est imprimé à New York et qui construit la solidarité avec les travailleurs en lutte à travers le monde à chaque semaine. C'est un hebdomadaire.